All right, hello and welcome to BCH Blitz Day 1. I'm your host, Jeremy, and we're here doing a little walk around at the open house section that people have been missing on the live stream. We're going to take a look at what a couple of different people have been up to, different projects in the spaces. Now, I'm going to surprise them a little bit. I don't want to give them too much warning to prepare to be on camera. So we're going to start here with A Fifth of Gaming. For those who don't know, David Shattuck, he's got the best sign in the whole of the open house. He was telling me he had it custom made. And let's see if we can just sneak over here. Can we jump in here and get a bit of a demo?
Sure, yeah.
Hello, sir. Hello. Introduce yourself to the stream.
My name is David Shattuck. I am the creator of A Fifth of Gaming and the Bitcoin Cash Client, which is the open source NuGet library that serves as the payment rails for the whole system. So, quick demo.
Yeah, let's get a demo going here.
Quick demo here. So the idea behind A Fifth of Gaming is that we want fully automated competitive video game tournaments that run entirely on Bitcoin Cash rails. So the registration process, all the payment, all the prize payouts, all the administration tips, the referral links, everything is Bitcoin Cash. So that's the overarching vision. The purpose of this, the problem that we're trying to solve, is to remove as much of the administrative overhead as possible with respect to not only managing a platform like this, but also running the tournaments themselves. So the dream is someone out there says, hey, I want to run tournaments for my favorite game, whether it's StarCraft 2 or Dota 2 or, you know, Magic the Gathering or whatever, I can come to this platform and this will automate away as much of the hassle of that as possible. So you create your guild, you specify the name, you set how much the prize pool is going to be, and then it will take care of the rest. So I actually have a couple of tournaments that we're running for the conference that we're at right now.
Okay, here we go. Take a look at this.
So we're on the events page right now. This is a list of all of the tournaments that are currently open for registration. If we look at the very top tournament, the game is Street Fighter 2, and A Fifth of Gaming has an integration with IGDB.com, so the guild creators get to decide what game they want to play. They can pick whatever they want. Head conference organizer, Jonathan Silverblood, was like, we should totally play Street Fighter 2. So this is the tournament page for the Street Fighter 2 tournament that we're going to be playing at the social event tomorrow night. And you can see here, we've got, this is the prize pool. BCH Bliss contributed 50 million Satoshis for the prize pool of this thing. So this
falling
is
out of control here, man.
No joke. This is serious business here. We've got the tournament information here. So BCH Bliss is the name of the guild. StarCraft 2 is the name of the game. Here's Dayton Start. Here's the start. Street Fighter is the name of the game. Start date and time, and then time zone and all that stuff. We've got our sponsors link. So this is actually a mechanism that I'm actually building, is giving organizations the ability to, in return for putting money into the prize pools of these events, they get to have their logo displayed there. So we've got the BCH Bliss logo there because they paid for it. Here's a preview of the bracket, and this will continue expanding as more and more people register for it. Down here, we've got a referral link. So you give this to your friends, and then they come join the platform. Then you will receive a cut of all of their registration fees for the next 30 days. Tournament rules for this thing, and this is basically just saying, hey, we're playing on the screen over there, playing on a couch, you have to be here to play. We've got Discord integration for this particular, you know, each guild has its own Discord channel, and then here's the players that have popped in.
So I got to sign up. Well, how do I get in this bracket?
Right, so you're going to need to go to afifthofgaming.com. You will, you can go from there right to the events page, click on the event, and it will say, hey, if you want to register for this, click this button and it will prompt you. You need to log in. And if you don't have an account, there's just a registration button there. When you create your account, you'll be prompted to, in your profile, you'll be prompted to provide a Bitcoin Cash address. So everyone who's in any A Fifth of Gaming tournament has a Bitcoin Cash address. You can't register with that one. And we need that so that if you win some Bitcoin Cash, we have somewhere to send the prize money to. So this has been a great mechanism for onboarding people who are like brand new to Bitcoin Cash. We have already hosted a series of quite large Magic the Gathering tournaments. And, you know, thanks to generous anonymous donations from the Bitcoin Cash community, we've had some prize pools that are like thousands of dollars. So That has attracted the attention of some magic players. They come and play in these events. They've never used Bitcoin Cash before. And so we've got demonstrations, or we've got links in the profile for here's how to get a Bitcoin Cash address. Download the Celine wallet.
Yes. Which is, shout out to Celine wallet.
Shout out to Celine wallet. And, you know, this has been a great onboarding tool. These people have never seen Bitcoin Cash. They've never used it before. But, hey, they want to play Magic in these tournaments. So they get a Bitcoin Cash wallet. Which reminds me, I am super excited about a very recent informal partnership that a Fifth of
Gaming. I was just about to ask about that.
Yes, yes. I have been struggling to contain myself telling people about it. So there's a guy in the Magic the Gathering community that is a well-established tournament organizer. His name is Red, and he runs an organization called MTGA Daily Challenges. He runs a Magic tournament every single day of the week. He used to use a different site for his tournament brackets called Matcherino, but, you know, they used to have a special integration or a special relationship with Wizards of the Coast that allowed them to award in-game currency. That's gone now, so he's kind of like drifted away from it. He's looking for another option. He reached out to me and was like, hey, I'm interested in using a Fifth of Gaming for my daily events. And I was like, that's fantastic. How can I help you? What do you need in order to make this transition a success? And one of his first questions was like, okay, help me understand the prize mechanism. This is some kind of virtual currency. And I said, hey, let me show you how this works. Download the Celine wallet, give me your address, and I just sent you a dollar. So I don't know who you are. I don't know where in the world you are, but I have just sent you a dollar of Magic Internet money through this system. A Fifth of Gaming has that same mechanism encoded into it. It has the same capacity to send money, any amount of money, anywhere in the world instantly and for free. And I'm using that mechanism to run his registrations and the prize payouts for these tournaments. So he has jumped into this with both feet. Like, he's making all these documentations. He's running tournaments every day. You know, it has been a solution to the problem I was having, where I would go to the Magic community, the subreddits, and I would say, hey, here's a whole bunch of cryptocurrency. Yeah, come play in my tournament. It's all crypto. And they'd be like, well, you're just a scammer, obviously. I mean, it's crypto. It's going to be a scam. But he is a, you know, recognized face in that space. Like, he is a respected member of the community. He is a professional grade tournament organizer. So when he says, hey guys, come play in my tournaments, we're using a Fifth of Gaming platform.
The credibility's already there.
The credibility. He's got the proof of work. So, I mean, he's been doing this for about 2 weeks now, and he's already brought about 30 players from the Magic the Gathering space over into a Fifth of Gaming. And these are players that have downloaded the Celine wallet and have a Bitcoin Cash added for the first time. We've got, you know, one of the things I said to him is, hey, for every 10 players you bring over into your guild, I will put $10 of my money into your guild vault. So
you better be careful with that.
I did put a cap on it. I said the first 100, I will give you a dollar worth of Bitcoin Cash. And I explained to him the vault mechanism is a dedicated Bitcoin Cash address that's unique to your guild. And every time a new tournament session is created, so every day a new tournament gets created, it gets its own Bitcoin Cash address, and a percentage of the vault is automatically put into the prize pool. So the more money you have in your vault, the more
want to play, the more they pay in, and the more the vault goes up,
yes,
right?
Yes. So one of the things I have been saying to people as I've been showing them a Fifth of Gaming and talking about how this is an exciting opportunity to bring new people into the Bitcoin Cash space is, I've said, if you want to support that financially, go to the MTGA Daily Challenge Guild on a Fifth of Gaming, go to their vault, and send them some Bitcoin Cash.
We do that right now?
You sure can. Let's see. So if we go into the guilds page, and we'll go into, you can see here, they're already the third largest guild on the site. They've got,
all right,
they've got 30 players. This is their main detail page, and then they've got the vault here.
Tab.
Yeah.
All right.
So they've got currently 6 million Satoshis in.
Wallet.
Celine wallet.
Boom. Get that scanned. All right. Let's see how much. I'm not going to give them a Bitcoin. I'll give them $20 US.
Okay, boom. Perfect.
There we go. Nice.
So moving forward, and I have just recently made a change to the vault mechanism. It used to be 10% of the vault would go into every newly created one. But one of the things that he said to me when I asked him, how can I help you, was, I need a different cadence. This is MTGA Daily Challenge, not MTGA Once Every 5 Days Challenge. So I made a change to the session creation mechanism so that it can be customized. So now one every day. I didn't want to dump 10% every day. So now it's a function of how fast it is. For him, it's 2%. So 2% of the vault for every session goes in here. And right now the prize pools are like, 20, 30, 40 cents or whatever. But I would love to see that particular.
Well, that could have gone up a bit if you just chucked in 20 bucks. It's
20 bucks.
Made some nerds rich. Let's go.
The prize pools should get bigger. And as the prize pools get bigger for a professional and well-known tournament organizer in the Magic space, more Magic players are going to come and say, hey, this tournament, it's got this big prize pool. Okay, fine. I'll get a Bitcoin Cash vault so I can pop in and play.
Win.
And win. And win all this money. So that's the dream. That's the vision, for that particular guild and for if it's the gaming as a whole. I want to have this platform that, number one is showing the functionality, the capability of Bitcoin Cash. This is actually programmable money. I can encode whatever arbitrary business logic I want, write it right into the code and have it execute. And it's also another goal I have with the platform is to show people the capabilities of the client I made for enabling that kind of integration into any .NET application. So I think it's, if I do say so myself, doing brilliantly.
It sounds like it.
Really excited with how it's coming along. The site has been growing. We've had a couple of big events and more eyeballs have gotten on it. And it's also been, events like this and also just general support from the Bitcoin Cash community has been very encouraging. A lot of people have said, this seems like a really great idea and a really fun way to introduce Bitcoin Cash to new people that haven't seen it before. So that has also been very encouraging.
Yeah, it's been great to see this crossover. I'm a Magic player myself, not a great one, but I'm in there with the Vintage Cube every once in a while. And I've played in a tournament. I got smacked. So, so much for my skills, right? But you're talking about, the credibility of cryptocurrency in general can be low, but particularly in Magic, it has been low. Famously, Limited Resources, the podcast, sponsored FTX shortly before they blew up and they took a lot of flack starting the sponsorship, and they took a lot of flack ending it, right? So it really didn't help. So something like this is making a huge difference in that regard. Do you think we'll see things go more in the Magic direction, or are you expecting chess or poker or Call of Duty or something to pop up next?
My official stance as the creator of AFOG is it doesn't matter to me. I have done my best to make it game agnostic. There's an integration on the site with igdb.com, so any game that exists on that platform can be used on AFOG to create tournaments. So the questions of which games are going to pop off will be up to the users of the platform. Hey, if someone comes to the page and says, hey, this is cool, but I sure would like there to be Halo tournaments. Well, it's free. Make a guild. It doesn't cost anything. And you can do as many as you want. So, the questions of which games will play, it'll be up to them. The questions of which guilds get big, I'm imagining it's going to be, some kind of evolutionary process where the guilds that are run well will attract more players. They'll,
free market.
It's a free market. The ones that are poorly run guilds will die off because no one will want to play in those events. And those guilds are also the ones that hopefully will be attracting sponsorships. I an organization like A Fifth of Gaming. I want to support that project. I want to support, the expansion of Bitcoin Cash adoption. But also, hey, all these players are potential users for my VPN whatever I'm doing. So I want to pay a certain amount to, I put money into the vault so that my logo appears in the sponsors section. The guilds that have that kind of support, which again will be the ones that are the best run and, have attract the most users, those are also the guilds that are going to thrive. And, my role is to, as best as I can, understand what the organizers of those guilds need with respect to administrative tools and that kind of thing, and then provide those things. So I don't know the answer to that question. I'm excited to find out. Magic certainly at the moment is the most popular game. Although Street Fighter II at this moment has the largest prize pool with this one that we're doing tomorrow. Chess has also been doing well. So Bitcoin Cash TV, shout out, Chad.
Chad.
I think you're doing it all day stream today. So shout out to you. He's running a chess guild that's popular. I think it's the second largest guild on the site. And then, of course, we also have a Dota 2 tournament that's a Dota 2 guild that's, I initially created as a test, and so it kind of just died off. And then the StarCraft II guild as well. So anyone can create a guild for, you know, whatever game they want, and you know, the people will decide what survives and thrives on the site.
And then explain to me, how do you get paid and how do the guild operators get paid? Because that's where people are going to say, there's got to be a catch here, right?
Sure. So I, as the site platform, have a subscription mechanism built into the guilds themselves. So the first 3 months is free, doesn't cost anything. And then the cost is $1 per user, per active user per month. So every guild has a fund page. It's just a publicly available address. Anyone who wants to can send money to it, and the guild subscription will be extended from that. So the tournaments themselves have a rake. So it's a 3% rake, which for anyone familiar with like professional tournaments is a very small rake. So 3% of every tournament prize pool is taken out of the prize pool. It doesn't go to me, though. It actually goes into the guild subscription. So I am taking my cut and giving it to the guild to extend their subscription.
Okay.
So, and you know, the reason for this is I wanted guilds of any shape and size to be viable. If you have a giant guild with 1,000 players, like, okay, well, I should be, as the platform creator, I should be getting, you know, my cut of this giant thing. If it's a tiny guild with, you know, 5 players that are each, you know, the buy-in, the registration is $1,000 each. Okay, I should be getting a cut of that too, because again, I made this thing. But for, you know, your average size guild, it's not going to cost very much, but that is the revenue model. That's the vision, at least. And the other piece of the puzzle that you asked about is the tournament organizers. So the prize pool has a breakdown. So 90% of the prize pool pays out the tournament winners. 5% of the prize pool is distributed evenly among the administrators of the guild. So A Fifth of Gaming will automatically award the title of administrator to the 5 most active players in the guild. And they're the ones that are responsible for like resolving disputes and, you know, recruiting people to play in the events and that sort of thing. So there's 5 of them, 5% tip. They each get 1% of the prize pool as a, hey, thanks for what you're doing. Here's a cut of the pie. And then 2% goes into the vault to fund future events, and then 3% is that rake that I mentioned. So,
and the rest goes to the players in the tournament.
Yeah, the first 90% goes to the players. So there is a financial incentive for guild organizers to get more people in and have the registration fee. Because by the way, 100% of the registration fee goes into the prize pool. So they have an incentive to run these tournaments well, bring players in, have the registration fee, build up the prize pool as much as possible, because they get a cut of that. They also get a cut in the referral links that I mentioned. So on every tournament page, I'm not on a tournament page, there's a copy link button. This is a referral code. You share this with your friends. They register on the site. And then for the next 30 days, you get 10% of every single registration fee that they pay. And again, 90% of the registration fee goes to the players. So that 10% is 100% of the available funds. You get that for everyone you bring onto the site. So I've tried to create, you know, some feedback mechanisms here so that participants are, you know, incentivized to bring more people on, play more, like, you know, and of course we'll see how it goes. You know, time will tell.
Yeah, it sounds great. I'm absolutely loving it. So that's A Fifth of Gaming. Tell us a little bit about Bliss, just quickly, how you've been finding the event.
Oh, I love it. I is my first Bitcoin Cash conference, and I mean, I've been in the space for a long time, and I, you know, quote unquote, a lot of these people just from interactions with them on Twitter. You know, I'm talking to them on Telegram. Just many of them have come to my tournaments. But you know, there's something magical about, like, yes, hi, David Shattuck. You know, shaking their hands and looking them in the eye and that sort of thing. And you know, an event like this, I've heard it said, and I genuinely believe it. Like, a lot of the most important conversations aren't happening, you know, on stage. They're happening in the hallways. Like, you know, afterwards, you're talking to someone. Oh, what are you working on? Like, what problems are you facing, and how can I help, and that sort of thing. So from that respect, it's been absolutely amazing. There are. You know, I had my secret list of people that I was really excited to meet, and naturally, you were number one.
I'm flattered.
And you know, I have now shaken most of their hands, and it has been an absolute delight. Obviously, there are people that I was hoping to see.
Didn't
here.
Get around to. Yeah, I mean, not everyone's here. Yeah.
So I'll just have to come to the next conference. Shout out Roger Veer, #FreeRoger. Like, maybe we'll see you at the next one.
All right. Awesome. Well, I think that'll do it. And where can people find out more?
So you can follow me on Twitter at DavidShattuck8. The 8 is very significant. It means that there were seven jerks before me that took the name David Shattuck. A Fifth of Gaming also has a Twitter account at A Fifth of Gaming, but it's not the word fifth. It's 5TH. Yeah, A Fifth of Gaming. And then, of course, the website, afifthofgaming.com, is if you want to hop into a tournament and play your favorite game for some Bitcoin Cash prizes.
Love it. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Oh, yeah. My pleasure. Good luck with your podcast.
Yeah, cheers. Bye.
All right.